Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And Harris.
Who is calling on our Score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who's calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
You have been very great news to see you got your own show. You earned it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
When you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. Like, from a distance, did you see that? And what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
He said the right things. He said the right things when Mark Grody used that phrase, quarterbacks go to die. It's so dark and disturbing. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Rami Makhlouf is in for Marshall Harris today. And I know that this has caused a lot of consternation. It was something that on our group thread was discussed because Grody and Dan Wiederer, in preparing for the Take the North podcast, were essentially girding their loins as to the reaction that they were going to get. And it has drummed up a lot of anger from fans talking about to us, why are we discussing this? You know, why are we mad that Caleb Williams hasn't spoken yet? And I think the bigger issue is not perhaps in the fact that this is a polarizing topic, but that we're frustrated because we want to hear from the quarterback whose father spoke to an author, an embedded author. This was not gotcha journalism. This is a book he is working on about how the best quarterback prospect that we have seen and who has entered these halls doesn't want to be here and how that's going to manifest. And until we have proof that it's not going to be 68 sacks like it was last year, and until we have proof that this is going to work, this is something where I'm still asking, how much of you not wanting to be here, even though you are, being responsible, is going to show up in games? And I want to hear that from him. I also think that if he speaks about this, then he can move on.
Right.
Then we can all move on. And that's why it's important to me. The hard part has been the backlash that I think you've gotten, Rami, I've gotten, we've gotten as a station, Grody as well, about people mad that we're pointing it out. And what stuck with me last week was a texter saying, this is supposed to be a positive time for the Bears. Yes, and I'm supposed to be $1 million richer and a couple inches taller and 15 pounds lighter. But you know, this is the reality. And what I realized was, it's the frustration of having this conversation for so long that is festering, that the danger of it being wrong again is what is upsetting so many people.
Yeah.
Like it's a yucking of the yum when it comes to this is right now where we have hope. They did the right things. The answer with the head coach, the answer with changing their person. Aaron Rodgers mocked it, but he also has a point.
Right.
Until we see it on the field and until we hear from the man himself, not his parents, this is still an issue. And unfortunately, it's still going to be an issue. If there's a bad game, don't act like you're not going to think about it.
Right.
would it be better with somebody who really wanted to be here? And that's a concern I'm going to have.
Right. And that's the story. And we didn't create this story. We didn't just pull this out of thin air. It's not like, oh, slow time of year. Let's rehash that story of Caleb Williams not wanting to. Remember that leading up to the draft? You know what I mean? We're not just pulling it up just to pull it up and have something to talk about. Like you said, his dad talked to an author, voluntarily went and sat down and talked with an author and dished this dirt about the Chicago Bears and how they felt or what their perception was of this organization leading up to the draft. That's a story. And I said yesterday when I was filling in for you guys, I would love to just like turtle shell this. You know what I mean? And just like an ostrich, just stick my head in the sand and pretend that there's nothing to this and everything is great. And the Bears certainly got it right this time around, right? Yeah, I would love to be that naive and to just think that way or believe that. But that's a story, man. And the longer that Caleb Williams doesn't address it, the longer it's a story. The longer people can't go, because I keep making this clarification, Layla. These are comments and quotes from Carl Williams, Caleb Williams' dad. Even those that seem to be attributed to Caleb Williams, those are secondhand. That's Caleb Williams or Carl Williams saying, Caleb told me this. I don't know that any of those are direct quotes in that Seth Wickersham story that we saw from Caleb Williams. So I'd like to hear him asked how much of that is accurate. Is that how you felt? What did they do to make you feel better about the situation? How bought in are you now? You know, these are all questions that I think if you're a Bears fan who wants this to be right, doesn't just want to believe that it's right, no matter what might be out there, those are questions you want answered.
I'm sorry. It's just not as simple as he's here, so it's okay.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, if you read that story, it talks about the efforts to get around the CBA, the efforts to go to the UFL, the concept of the quarterback that we want to exalt for the first time or most since Sid Luckman wants to nuke this city. I'm 100% asking the individual. Like, that's just outrageous. Like, so I think it's really funny that there's been such pushback from fans about us wanting accountability out of really incendiary statements. It is not as simple as just because he's here, he wanted to be here.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the details, it sounds like this was the only option. And when you consider that the contract wasn't signed until late July, unless he wanted to go back to college, and when the response from the GM is, we're drafting him and that's all there is to it, we're drafting him no matter what, none of that to me says it's okay.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Because the part about him going to his dad and saying, I think I can do it there, and I want to go to Chicago and do it there, I don't know if that's his dad's way of thinking he's cleaning up the mess that he's creating after all the incendiary stuff, that Caleb came to this conclusion that he wanted to come to Chicago and thought he could get it done here. I don't know if that actually, if that conversation actually happened, or if Caleb was sort of strong-armed into coming here, and that was Carl Williams putting a good face on it. No, we had these reservations, but they did everything they could to put them to rest.
And then the words that are being put in our mouths, like 630 on the text line, sort of insulting, you're suggesting he's not trying. That's not what we said.
I didn't say that.
Like, or for example, oh, you're going to start losing listeners. Well, y'all tell us that all the time. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to question authority. I'm still going to question what's happening right now. And it's not necessarily that someone wants to be here and they're going to suck it up and everything's going to be okay. It's that, does this prevent you from being the best version of you because you don't want to be here?
Right.
And then does that prevent you from being the best version of you on this team and helping it succeed? And when we talk about the difference of one score games being your difference makers in the NFL, like the devil is in the details here. And that's what makes this so scary. And the fact that he needs to address this. This is a planned thing. This was a planned book.
Right. Yeah, this isn't...
He wanted to nuke the city and that was an option and you guys are cool with it? Because he's here? He had 68 sacks last year. We have... I would love to say, this is all proven on the football field. Ben Johnson is here. He says, I love it. You still need your quarterback to speak for himself.
Yeah. And the longer he doesn't, the more this story has legs. The more that he doesn't answer the questions people have, put some of this stuff to rest, say what folks want to hear, you know, in terms of his buy-in and desire to be a Chicago Bear despite that story, I think it still has legs and leads people to continue to speculate. And that's not just for the sake of speculating or for drumming up controversy. It's because you have questions. You know, I think it's natural to have questions when a story like that comes out that you want answered. And not just as a media member, but as a fan, as just somebody who's curious about a situation like that. You have questions, and the longer those questions just float out there in the ether, the longer this stays a story on some level.
Well, like 2-7 here. So y'all are wanting Caleb to answer something his dad said. Yes, that's how this works. Yes. Were there any direct quotes from Caleb that you're responding to? No, but his dad was speaking on his behalf. And then you're trying to bring content 2 weeks later. Layla, spelling, you spelled it wrong. Chill out. If you don't have direct quotes from Caleb, you're trying to drum up content for your show. No, we're not saying that. The quarterback is going to speak regardless. The longer he doesn't speak, the more this looks like this. And no, 312, we're not the only two who care. I just explained to you that we heard from Mark Grody and from Dan Weeder about how they care. And that's the point here, is that I think there's such anger toward the concept of any of this failing that it's causing people to either put words in our mouths, for example, yours and mine, Rami. Anybody who talks about it, like there's a very kill the messenger aspect of this.
Yes.
When this can all be solved by asking the individual himself, and the fact that it's still being ducked is an issue to me. I know we have a call right now. I'm okay with taking it. Oh, apparently we have to get to a break. All right. So we have a call, 312-644-6767. I will get to that next, and we also do want to hear from you, not just on the text and angry texts. I think people need to actually speak about
this. A lot of caps in the text.
I know. And 847, they were apprehensive for reasons that don't exist anymore.
Do we know that?
We don't know that. We only have a season that just happened. We don't have a mythical season that's not happened yet.
Yeah, we have things that we think are good. We don't know that they're good. In terms of the coach, the offensive line that they put in front of, we don't know that yet.
708, sports media created controversy. This is an author they invited to hang out with them during this process. They did this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.